Just a small note before beginning, as hopefully everyone here is aware, tonight we begin saying St. Talmud Mater. There were signs that were very nicely posted around the shul hanging outside with a basic synopsis of the relevant halachos. But probably very wise and prudent for each person to familiarize themselves with the basic, the basic synopsis of what to do in various scenarios. If one forgot, the papers on the table, you can read them and see, refresh on the basic halachos. Now, another scenario which comes up in the topic of tzedakah is again vis-a-vis giving tzedakah to immediate family members, and the precedence given to family members, supporting children, supporting other family members. When very often when someone gets married, if it's in a scenario where people are going to, the children be in a learning in Kail, or perhaps going to college, some other scenario, very often the children in the immediate few years don't have what to support themselves, and they're going through a stage in life where they're getting themselves set up, but they don't yet have a stable source of income. So Moshe Feinstein, discusses this scenario. Someone was asking about supporting his brother. His brother was not yet married. His brother was not yet engaged. His brother was looking forward to getting married, and his plans were to continue on in learning for a short few years afterwards. And the question was, is he allowed to set aside money prior to his getting married? So Moshe writes that, first off, we know that in Stalko, there are priorities as discussed, as mentioned. Now, those priorities do not, there's no clear preference given if someone is needy today, someone is needy tomorrow. For example, someone needs money for a chasna. He need not wait until the bills are coming in and there are people knocking on his door asking for money until he collects, until he would be eligible for tzedakah. If he's indeed eligible for tzedakah, he'd be eligible before the need arises, prior to the actual people coming to him to collect the chayvus. So Ramosha says, if someone anticipates getting married, there's a period before that, someone's children are in shidduchim, someone's children are close to the stage, exactly how close is unclear, but someone is close to the stage where the children are holding by getting married off, so they will be eligible for tzedakah on the basis of where they would find themselves in the next year or two, in the next 3 or 4, again, maybe 3 or 4 years. But even though currently they're ineligible for tzedakah, one could go ahead and set aside funds to support his children for a future situation which is on the horizon and expected to come about. Now, again, at that point they will be a full-fledged ani, and at that point tzedakah will be okay. However, Moshe points out that one will have to go ahead and actually separate these funds and put them into a separate fund, because on the end of the parent, on the donor's cheshbon, one has to separate the tzedakah and one has to give the tzedakah. So merely having in mind that down the road one will give these funds to tzedakah is not a key of any mitzvah. Therefore, one would have to go ahead and separate these funds first, put them in a separate fund, and leave them aside as tzedakah money, which are towards that cause. Now, the fact that there are other anim who may come to him today and say, we are anim and we are eligible for tzedakah now and we want tzedakah at this point, that doesn't come into the cheshbon, because again, family comes first, and family comes first even if the family need will not arise for some point, right, for some period of time. But nonetheless, since the family need is a clear need which will be on the horizon, it takes precedence even over a current need of others who are in a position of need right now. Now, that said, once again, two things to point out. One point is that, again, the Pais can speak out that one should not give all his tzedakah to one cause. Even though one should give the majority of his money to his immediate family, one should bear in mind it's always worthwhile to spread one's tzedakah and leave over funds for other people as well, to give to other aniyim at least a significant portion, if not half, at least a significant portion to other aniyim as well. One other point worth mentioning is that we mentioned previously that tzedakah meiser has to be given voluntarily. To pay off a chayv, one is not allowed to use funds to pay off an existing debt. So suppose someone married off a child and he commits to supporting the couple for the next year at the rate of whatever he'll pay them X amount of money over the next couple of months. If he went ahead and he made this commitment prior to having any anticipation of using meiser, it now becomes existing debt. If it's a debt, he can't turn around and say, now I want to use tzedakah and pay off that debt. Prior to making that commitment, if he were to go ahead and say, I want to use meiser, that would be fine. But if he already made the commitment first, he would not be able to do so. So again, in the basic scenario, one could go ahead and set aside money in advance a couple years when children are getting married. Under most scenarios, if one is not yet committed, one can go ahead and do this.